Alrighty, welcome to the mini. I am currently still in my application process with the mortgage company. I'll keep you guys updated. So just something to keep in mind, the background is extensive, and I might have mentioned that in my full-length episode last time. Well, it is technically a full-length episode, although it was very short. You're listing all your employment, all the residences, because they have to check on this, and they have to make sure that you are a competent person that doesn't have huge issues in the past. So that's just a little note for everyone who, you know, made it through the testing process. They're talking to a company and maybe got an offer already for employment on the table. You know where you work. Talk to the people, make sure that you can put your references together, because don't let that be the thing that doesn't get you hired, because your future employer can't verify that, you know, you have bad history with another employer or another previous employer. So just keep that in mind. So a little bit about me. I was in a first responder program for a while, and in those, they make you do a personal history test or a personal history statement, and they're wanting to know everything. You know, they're wanting to know all your residences ever. They want to know all your employment ever. They have 10 reference. You have to have 10 people vouch for you, you know. And it kind of reminded me of that. It's obviously less rigorous, but it's still, you know, they're asking me to list every place I've ever lived. They're asking me to list every job I've ever had. So just keep that in mind when you are all putting together, you know, you've made it through the test, woohoo, this is great. Now just remember, you need to get all this information together, and just making sure it's done on time and that they can have that, the less trouble. I mean, just streamline it, guys. Just streamline it. I cannot emphasize that more. I think that, like, going through all the public safety testing stuff, it kind of helped me have all those things together. Although, like, if I didn't have it, I'd be starting. It would be such a long time. I remember when I was first applying, I was having to sit down and think, okay, after this job, where then did I work? And then, okay, after I did that, then what? And it was so tough. So save yourself some time. I'm warning you all now. Know who your past employers were. Maybe even have a phone number. Maybe even keep up with them on email and just send them a note and say, hey, I'm applying for a job that is looking at my past employment history pretty rigorously. Would you mind if you were contacted about that? And just make sure that that's all right with them, because probably the professional thing to do there. But anyway, I thought I would warn everyone of that. Make sure everyone can get their documents together, and good luck. I will keep everyone posted on the minis.